it and not just Al, not a doctor, but I would read that as a positive sign for how he feels.
I'm not a doctor either, but I take that as positive.
Yeah. You agree?
Yes, I do agree. But I'm not a doctor.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Sounded like Kyle Shanahan and Matt Maiocco. Can I assume they were talking about Christian McCaffrey?
Not a doctor.
Not a doctor.
Nobody's a doctor around here. Except Dr. Hustle. Where's Dr. Hustle been?
Man, this the doctor notes. Where he used to do that. Speaking of Matt Maiocco, Evan and I ran into him on the field at the game Monday night. He's class.
Did you take a knee?
No, he said, I said, no, McCaffrey. He goes, you might be able to get a couple yards. I took that as a compliment. I told Evan.
Evan, is that how it came down?
he was talking to
with
Whitley.
Matt Maiocco.
I might have been talking to someone else. I missed that.
Yeah. But you remember me telling you he said that, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So just explain to me your MO when you're walking the field at a 49er game. Do you approach all the media
guys
like they're
me.
Your heroes?
Or
I don't get it.
Stop.
You are a media member now. So you don't have to fawn over anybody. Well, you've arrived.
I grew up with pro players as friends. So
yeah, so you've arrived.
Not my first rodeo.
Yeah. So don't act like it.
Yeah. I walked past me. He walked past me. Hey, how you doing?
He didn't even... I don't know.
No, you don't believe me.
Yeah, kind of not.
Yeah, he didn't go up to me. Hey, man, how you doing?
Who else did you say hi to?
You really want to know. I ain't going to tell you. I was with Evan.
There was a funny interaction. We're standing right behind the goalpost, just kind of looking at the guys warm up in practice, and Goo goes, wow, a lot of these guys really ain't that big. As he's looking around the NFL field, and then all of a sudden, Trent Williams walks by.
Now, he's been just a waste of height. That's all, Stoudy.
Well, listen, there's no doubt you get a different perspective when you're down on the field.
Man.
I remember being down on the field with Scott McLuhan, the great scout, one of the...
Mick who?
Scott McLuhan, one of the... greatest football minds going.
Yeah.
And I remember we were walking the field for a Browns Raiders game, and he directed me to check out Nick Chubb's thighs.
Right, I bet.
And he said, hey, look at Nick Chubb's thighs. And I looked at Nick Chubb's thighs and I was like, wow, those are big thighs. And so I realized when you are down on the field, you do get a little bit of a different perspective. Yeah. Hey, they got a new little feature here.
Evan his credit, too. He put this together.
Yeah, he's put a few things together. We'll call it, Sounds of the Week?
Yeah.
So let's go to some Sounds of the Week.
Steiny and Guru love press conference provocation.
I'm just about that action, boss.
We've got to be the dumbest team in America in terms of playing the game.
Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
All right, Mike, why are you in such a bad mood?
What do you care? You were 2-7, you'd be in a bad mood, too.
I'll tell him to keep talking that and I hope you see me soon. You feel me? And then we're going to have a good little, nice little bowl of gumbo together.
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it.
Let's step up to the mic and ask, did you catch this around the NFL?
Can I ask who was the gumbo guy? Who was that one?
That's one of my personal favorite press conferences. That was Marcus Peters, Oakland Zone, talking about Sean Payton. Literally was talked about him talking that bleep.
Oh,
he didn't play.
Nice.
Peters didn't play, Steiny.
That's pretty good. Yeah. That's a pretty good one. All right. They lost Vegas Raiders. They had a 4th-and-1.
You said the lost Vegas Raiders?
they had a 4th-and-1 at the Chargers 43 with 7 minutes left.
Jesus.
And they decided, Antonio Pierce decided, let's punt and pin them back there. It didn't work. Antonio, what were you thinking?
What did you see happening?
I just addressed it. It's undisciplined.
I was going to say, you said something.
In the game, just not worth it. I mean, they scored. I mean, they kicked their ass. They scored. Let it go.
Drew, let it go. Let it go.
But he's a player. Dibs thinks he shouldn't have got the job. But anyway, That was an opportunity. Evan texts me, thank you, Antonio, in real time for not going for, because what if you get it? You know what I'm saying? That's who you're supposed to be as a coach. Let it ride. Richard Dreyfuss, let it ride.
No, let it go.
All right, I'll do that.
Let it go.
I will do that.
I got to tell you,
come on,
that wasn't the greatest decision.
No guts, no glory.
Oh, D. Lou, 22, San Antonio, Singletary.
Yeah, it's 1 week, right? And he had last year to get some momentum.
Yeah,
can't do it.
Let's not make a big judgment after one game. Kevin Stefanski, Browns coach. Hey, Kevin, you lost 33-17. Were you shocked?
Can you put into words maybe how shocked you are that you guys put on a performance like that today based on everything?
Yeah, I would tell you this, Mary Kay, it's football. That's a good football team. We didn't play well enough to win. You can't do all those things that we just talked about and expect to win. We'll learn from it, and we'll be ready to go next week.
Mary Kay Cabot, longtime Cleveland writer. Listen to the question again.
It's great.
Can you put into words maybe how shocked you are that you guys put on a performance like that today based on everything?
Yeah, I would tell you this, Mary Kay, it's football.
It's football, Goo. It's football.
Mary Kay said, you were so bad, do you have the words to put? Oh, my goodness, man. Nobody saw that coming.
What?
Cleveland losing like that. I'm sorry, Stoney. I thought they were in a good spot.
Well, I'm missing Nick Chubb.
Okay, I got you. But you had Myles Garrett, Deshaun Watson, Amari Cooper. Come on.
You don't judge the Niners differently when they don't have McCaffrey?
Denzel.
He's their McCaffrey.
Wow. All right, nothing to see here then.
We're also missing a quarterback.
Wow, that's a three. Mary Kay she wasn't happy. She said, can you find the word?
I'm also playing these for 49er fans to understand how fortunate we are in the Bay Area that we don't have one of these horse bleep teams who get questioned every single game after a loss.
It's rough.
You know, Zach Taylor and the Cincinnati Bengals, they have a little issue with Jamar Chase. He hasn't been practicing, but he did play game one.
Oh.
Let me ask you a question, Goo. If you were a fan of the Cincinnati Bengals and you heard your coach with this kind of interaction, how would you feel?
Sorry, fire away.
Would Jamar practice
today? We'll
see. At what point is there a certain time that he needs to practice in order for y'all to feel good about him playing?
Yeah, we'll see. We're not there yet.
But is there a deadline that even exists?
Yeah, we'll see.
If Jamar didn't practice, what would he be listed on the injury report?
That's a great question. We'd find out, I guess, if that were to happen.
Oh, that is gold right there. We'll see. He's furious. And they didn't even throw him the ball much. It's like if he's out there, take advantage of him. Put him out there more. That is the Brandon Ayuk situation gone bad. I watched that game for a lot of reasons. Survivor, man. And I know he's probably mad.
Who?
Jamar Chase. If I'm out here, throw me the rock.
How about practicing?
Yeah. Or how about pay me?
I'm just...
Shame to everybody involved.
See, here's the thing, and I get both sides. I really do. I get both sides of this. On the one hand, if I'm a reporter, I start to get a little annoyed that he's treating me like this.
All right.
Or us like this.
But what can you really do?
Well, you can start to be a jerk to him, quite frankly. But the other thing is, these guys talk too much anyway. Like, they have to meet the media five times a week, and they get annoyed because they're getting asked questions that they're not ready to answer, and it's just...
It comes with the territories, though, Stoney. You get paid handsomely. I know you're coaching ball, but the other part of it is you got to deal with the media.
Yeah.
And when it's good, it's all good. They love you, and when... Just like the players.
Yeah.
You're balling, they love you, and you're not... Like... I think that's the Herm Edwards. He ain't got another chance, but Stoney, I think that's the icing on the cake to be a head coach to have to deal with the media. Like Steve Kerr, he don't like it probably half the time.
Exactly.
But he gets through it.
Right. Right. He's not like this.
Sorry, fire away.
Would Jamar practice today?
We'll see.
At what point is there a certain time that he needs to practice in order for y'all to feel good about him playing?
Yeah, we'll see. We're not there yet.
But is there a deadline that even exists?
Yeah, we'll see.
If Jamar didn't practice, what would he be listed on the injury report?
That's a great question. We'd find out, I guess, if that were to happen.
I'll be honest with you.
Oh, but he was saying so much more, man.
I'll be honest with you.
Oh, boy.
Oh, 2 weeks ago, I was saying, well, you know, I get it. Zach Taylor's never won a Super Bowl, but
he's been to one.
Who's to say he's not every bit as good a coach as Kyle Shanahan? Well, he's not now.
Okay.
Because he's a goof.
Dude, that was, man.
All right. Here's a good one. This one is one that really caught my attention, and it's from Mike McDaniel, the coach of the Miami Dolphins. He's got a young quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa, young in the way Brock Purdy is. But when you hear this, or at least when I heard this goo, I thought of Brock Purdy immediately. This is really good. Take a listen.
Getting kind of spotty details of what Tua said to the team at halftime. Were you witness to that?
Oh yeah, I was writing down plays on the whiteboard at the time. It was a cool moment because it was genuine and it was not anything but constructive. You know, there was details that lead to execution in terms of how we are organized and communicate with who's in the huddle, how those players go from the huddle to the line of scrimmage, and just executing the nuances of our job I guess at the time he definitely felt that there's several guys that were loose there. I couldn't deny that at all, and was really pumped to hear him constructively lead. It wasn't it wasn't let's win or let's make plays. It was let's adhere to our standard, which is what a captain and a franchise quarterback have to be that voice to echo. So it was cool to have him beat me to the punch of something that if he wouldn't have said, I probably would have. Very, very closely holding all of us accountable, and I think that's it was a cool opportunity for him and his growth and what this team definitely needs, and he knew it.
That's cool, man.
It's more than cool, but I got to be honest to you, Evan. I was coming for him. I was on my horse, McDaniel, to be like, how about you quit drawing plays up and coach and do what Tua did? But he saw what Tua was doing. He's a captain. And he said, had Tua not done that goo, I was going to do that. So man.
Wait, what's your problem with McDaniel?
I thought I had one that Tua was coaching and he wasn't. But he was watching from afar, drawing up his plays, McDaniel, and had Tua not addressed the team and let him know what they were doing and what they were not, if you heard Mike, he was going to do that. But he allowed Tua to do it because it needed to be done, but he appreciated it coming from a captain.
We'll see.
I have no issue. That was beautiful. But I was like, McDaniel, you need to be doing what Tua was doing.
No.
And he said, had Tua not done it, goo, I was going to do it. If you heard that at the tail end of that.
Right. But what you learn there is that Tua is a leader.
Yeah.
A leader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's a captain.
He is a captain. Yeah. Is Brock a captain?
Yes.
And they all lead by different, right?
Some Shanahan would never let him at the whiteboard.
No, he wasn't at the whiteboard. I got the sense he was in the whiteboard, like, in another area of the locker room.
Shanahan would take the pen out of his pocket. Oh,
you know what?
Put the pen down and address the men.
See,
Tua did it, though.
Let the record reflect that I'm trying to point out something about leadership, about a great symbiotic relationship between a coach and a quarterback, and you guys just make fun of it.
No, it was great.
But if Brock Purdy did the same thing, wow. What an organization.
Hey, stop. I'm saying
this
wow.
This franchise is so buttoned up, it is unbelievable.
I'm saying wow still. I just don't know who to give the trophy to of leadership.
Tua,
but also McDaniel for allowing Tua to do it. He was sitting back there watching him, okay, you doing this? And he was doing it right, and he let him go. That is incredible. Oh, Zachy.
You know what Kyle Shanahan probably would have said to Brock?
Yeah, we'll see. We're not there yet.
He just was so negative.
I don't know if it's because you didn't play a lot of sports.
Oh, stop. We all played the same.
But you really struggle interpreting locker room dynamics.
Oh. You're the guy that told me nothing pops off at halftime. And who's
most of the time?
Who backed you up on that? Everybody. Got me mad. No, it was
every
a
pro athlete that's ever played.
Dude, nothing happened.
Backed to me. Nothing happened.
People check their phones. I'm like, man.
Yep.
Not in my locker room. That we'll see is incredible. Have you been like that as a parent?
What?
When somebody's asking you about your kid when they kind of did something you were mad at?
We'll see.
He wasn't mad at him.
His little Daryl O'Donnell going to the party.
He was proud of him. Oh, you know what though? When the 49, like this is the quintessential homerism. Okay, but when Trent Williams talks about the leadership in our locker room, talking about the Niners, oh, that's very, very real. Oh gosh, that's the difference between a Super Bowl team and a non-playoff team. But when the Dolphins, the Dolphins are buttoned up. Well, it's not like the Niners.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
No, I do know.
No, these are missed signals. I told you I love that. And I was coming. I gave him the I was coming for McDaniel, but nah, he was coaching.
You're coming for Mike McDaniel.
Because I felt Tua was doing your job, and then I didn't. I stopped because he said it. Had he not done it, I would have did it. It's great. That's great leadership.
Who the hell do you think you are? No, I'm coming down Mike McDaniel's road.
No, he was. I'm not. I didn't. I was on my way.
You didn't. And you won't.
Yeah, I was on my way. I had my siren.
Who are you to question one of the best football minds we have in our game right now? Everybody who's associated with football respects Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, his play calling.
But you're the leader of leadership.
Yeah.
Are you in that locker room?
Are you?
I'm not assuming he's not a leader.
But I went bravo for what we just heard.
It was a reluctant bravo.
No, please. You hate that I agree.
We'll see.
Boy, you know what? That is great.
It is pretty good.
It is.
Which one, Stefanski?
No, Taylor.
Oh, yeah, Taylor. We'll see. We're not there yet.
We're not there yet.
But he's so mad.
I love how he starts off the press conference by saying, fire away.
We will.
And then.
We'll see.
Hey,
That gets me, man.
Sorry, fire away.
What's your mark next?
We'll see.
At what point is there a certain time that he needs to practice in order for y'all to feel good about
his life? Yeah, we'll see. We're not there yet.
Is there a deadline that even exists?
Yeah, we'll see.
If Jamar didn't practice, what would he be listed on the injury report?
That's a great question. We'd find out, I guess, if that were to happen.
I'll tell you what.
Oh, boy. That's my guy. Oh.
I probably wouldn't have written a great story that day.
Oh, man. So you would have taken offense to that. Oh, man.
Oh, the headline's pretty obvious. Monday morning quarterback says, Bengals 2024 season outlook. Quote, we'll see.
That was a how they handled Jamar Chase thing and how it played out was a cluster. You know what, man?
We'll see.
Jim Mole on the YouTube,
our
channel.
Guy.
Yeah, we know him.
About to get married.
He says, "Goo, now you have a script for your next meeting with a boss."
There you go, man.
Hey, Steiny, we need you to be a better host. Yeah, we'll see. Hey, Steiny, we need you to hit breaks. Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
But he's so Danny, mad.
I need you. I'm going to ask you to do a better job. Yeah, that's a great question. But,
we'll see. And did you think he was mad at Jamar? You know he was too, Sonny. Oh my God.
No, I thought he meant it for the Thursday meeting. Like you walk in and say, "Hey, boss, you know we're kind of thinking about the future, and where we're standing at the station." And the boss goes,
"Yeah, we'll see. We're not there yet."
Guy's got to stop.
Oh, this. You know
that's
what?
Man.
You know what? Thank you, 408.
Oh God. What?
Thank you.
What?
Yeah, just a point you missed. Just something that went whew, right over your head.
Oh, my God. Are you going to do this?
Oh, I'm going to do it. From the 408.
Oh, my God.
How Mike McDaniel rehabbed Tua's confidence after Flores has been masterful leadership.
Hey, if you want that, take it.
You agree? Ken's a Dolphin fan.
Oh, kitty.
I mean, the proof is in the numbers, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, you know who else rehabbed his leadership? Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle.
Evan, and also, who fumbled at the goal line? Miami wouldn't even...
Travis Etienne.
Yeah. They were about
what
to
be... What does an Etienne fumble at the goal line have to do with McDaniel's leadership?
Yeah, that would, he would have been, they would have been talking about something else. The euphoria of comeback win. They were about to be down.
He knocked out the football.
It was a fumble at the goal line. My point, Ken, is 99.9% the team gets a touchdown in that situation. But, hey, I'm not here to...
Hey, Ken, sounds to me like the Dolphins have a red zone problem.
Oh, my goodness.
Who's the best red zone team in the league right now, Goo?
I'm going to go Chiefs.
Who scored 47? Was that the Saints?
It sounds like a lot of field goals.
Man.
Oh, anyway, thanks to Zach Taylor. Was pretty
good job, Evan. Steiny.
Thank you. I was going to say. It was a team win. It was a team win. Just FYI, I didn't let people in. I was watching the Niners, and I just had the volume down, and I was listening to everybody's post-game press conference. They're fun, man.
So you got that NFL Network, or where did you have them?
All you
got
to do is go to YouTube on your computer and go like, man. Kyle Shanahan postgame, and it pops right up.
For me, so it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
I'll tell you what.
That is, man.
Just to show you, I'm not set in my ways. I'm back on the Harbaugh bandwagon.
And tell him why, because Evan showed you a video.
No, it's not. It's
he was
not
pushing the tires along with the players.
But that's not why. He was actually, Evan, did you happen to hear Harbaugh's post game?
I listened to his opening monologue, which all of them are, because he goes for like 2.5 to 3 minutes straight off of one question.
He does.
He's incredible, man.
Now he was vintage Harbaugh again. He thanked the members of the Chargers organization incessantly for being the ones who've held it together for the new guys coming in like himself.
That's even though he knows.
Exactly.
He's the only guy doing it.
I was brought in to change the culture, but the leftovers are still fine.
I just feel bad for the brother in Michigan, the head coach.
He just got a contract.
Okay. Boy. Got the feds on him already.
He worked two games without a contract. Now he finally got...
It's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Unknown to mankind.
We'll see.
Look at you.
Yeah, let's do one more.
What did you see happening?
I just addressed it. It's undisciplined.
I was going to say, you said selfish. You have certain examples, or you're not going to be
in the game. Just not worth it. I mean, they scored. I mean, they kicked their ass. They scored. Let it go.
Let it go. Frozen.
I'm worried about AP, man.
Why?
I don't know.
He'll get it together.
All right.
Spadoni thinks the goal's going 0-17 to get a quarterback.
Yeah.
All right. 888-957-9570. It is the two short segment on the other side, and that, of course, will be followed by the
crossover.
You know what? I just lost my train of thought there.
Did you have a crossover, or that wasn't part of your game? Being honest, on the hoop court, did you have a little wiggle? Just catch and shoot. I'm asking.
Don't insult me.
Okay.
I had it all.
I seen your picture where you had half the team was brothers. I was like,
just
Stoddy
like
was Bogey out there
and Bacall.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I got, you know what? I want to give you an analogy about Brock Purdy and what I think of him as a quarterback. And this is going to be good. I think you're going to like it. I think you're going to like it. So don't go anywhere.
Yep.
Great analogy of Brock Purdy coming up.
Mm-hmm. I'm worried about AP, man.
Why?
I don't know.
And they kicked their ass. They scored. Let it go.
Yeah, we'll see. We're not there yet. We'll see.
Yeah, my best.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh. I know you didn't say that I like that. What was that? Your timing was off. One, I wanted to hear my guy Taylor, and you did something like that.
Who's Taylor?
Taylor, the head coach for the Bengals.
Oh, I thought he played Pierce.
And they kicked their ass. They scored. Let it go.
And then here comes Taylor. Hey,
couple things. Oh, go ahead. Hey, how'd Friday go for you?
Now, that's why I'm mad at you, because you're on an IG. You're not on Twitter.
No.
And normally when we come in here this weekend, I'm scatterbrained. Evan, you didn't ask, but I had the pleasure, along with Joe Cunningham from here, to go down to Harding Park. My first time there. Beautiful. Just the surroundings, the golf course, Donnie, but it was the Pettinelli ninth annual golf charity golf tournament for the San Francisco chapter for autism. Mm-hmm. And guess who I ran into? The great Greg Nimitz.
Okay.
Okay, he was there. He was awesome.
I love him, but nobody knows who he is. Former program director.
Thank you. All right, here at Odyssey.
Sure.
Also, Sergio Romo was there. Oh. Yeah, and Joe Cunningham, our own Joe Cunningham, did.
Yeah, the big boys.
Going for 1,500, 1,500. Who's going 2,000, 2,000 now? Come on, we got another 2,000, 2,500. And it was incredible. What? Because they had a auction. And then the lovely Jewel, who's a part
you
of.
The singer?
No, of Harding Park and what they do. Fans of ours, now my friend, took care of me, Stani, and we had a great time.
Translation, somebody bought you free drinks.
Now that, you know what? I'm really getting tired, yeah. Man. No, hey, no, it wasn't about that. It was about just camaraderie. And pulled Sergio to the side. We had a little giant discussion. I will not say what it was about, but we talked
about the Giants.
A little baseball.
They're fighting!
Let me guess. He said they're going to make a run.
No, he did not say that. But just a great time and great people. And I'm going to shock you. I'm being real here, and I'll throw it back to you. A lot of people dig what we do. A lot of people do not dig what we do, but Stanley, a lot of people dig what we do, man. They asked we'll about see. You.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
You couldn't wait till I got done.
Well,
you don't like the limelight.
No, I don't. You're right, I don't.
Have you ever had it?
That's why I don't like it, because I've had it. And that's why I try to tell you it's not what you think it is.
What is that sound? What you got?
Thought of a great, great analogy here.
We'll decide.
So, remember we were talking about Lamar Jackson and Brock Purdy?
Lamar Jackson stinks.
Yeah.
Was Monday.
I was saying, here. Yeah. So, bear with me here. So, back in like 1996, the Warriors, okay, they had Weber.
Billy Owens.
They had Owens. They had Mully. They had Sprewell.
Marshall Onis.
But the year before, Tim Hardaway got hurt.
Ugh.
So Tim Hardaway got hurt. Then Weber came.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay?
Avery Johnson.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Tim Hardaway averaged 25 a game. And Avery Johnson didn't score. And everybody was like, oh boy, we don't have Tim Hardaway. What are we going to do? And all Avery Johnson did was spread the ball around.
Incredible.
And they won 50 games.
Played Phoenix.
Thank you.
Made commercials. Dunking on Barkley.
So when I'm constructing my football team, okay, I want an Avery Johnson. I want a Brock Purdy who can get it to everybody else.
Right.
I don't want Lamar, Allen Iverson, Jackson. You see what I'm saying? I don't want a quarterback that must be involved in every single play for his team to be successful. I want a guy who distributes. I love Brock Purdy.
I wonder what John Harbaugh would say to that.
He may say, we only have one choice but to play this way.
Well, they drafted him. So, obviously, they were attracted to him.
Well, maybe they thought they could turn him into something that he can't become.
And I know you're going to die on this hill, and I'm just messing with you, but Kyle went after his version of Lamar Jackson with Trey Lance. There had to be something different than just Avery Johnson. Trey Lance, to me, did not symbolize Avery Johnson to Kyle. I thought the ability to use his legs and just be, people hate on this guy, I don't, Donovan McNabb, a guy that could, a natural pocket passer, but could run too.
Hey, yesterday, by the way,
what you got?
Yesterday.
I just forgot that show. I'm done.
I'm mad at you. And here's why. Do you remember the pants I was wearing yesterday by any chance?
I swear I'm mad that I don't. I'm being honest. What happened?
So apparently my friends don't tell me things. So I got home from work.
What happened?
XYZ?
No, it's my pair of khakis.
Yeah.
So I get home from work. Susan sees me and she goes, "Oh, Mom." I'm like, "What?" She's like, "You can't wear those pants anymore."
They were the Niner colored, like John Harbaugh khakis.
I said, "Why not?" And she goes, "You can't just give up."
Oh, my.
I said, "What?" She's like, "They are so baggy." She's like, "Don't give up, Matt. You've got to wear a better pair of pants."
Oh, no. But that's your deal. That's what
they weren't sweats.
Yeah, but that was the look. And I kept looking at you like, those are your Harbaughs because they're beige. I was like, "Yeah, you look like Jim." Yeah.
I was going to call him Stuffy. Stiny.
So I got a pair of pants on today that I haven't worn in about 7 years, and I don't like it.
Are you mad that haven't noticed?
Well, I'm mad that you didn't tell me that the pants I wore yesterday looked like I was giving up.
That is wild. That's a bit strong.
How long have you owned those pants for?
Have we seen them before?
No, I don't know. I've owned them for a while.
That bothered you.
Yeah, it did a little bit. It did a little bit. You got anything else? How was Friday?
We'll see.
Oh, that's right. I asked you.
Yeah. Hey, have you golfed at Harding Park?
Yes.
Jordan says he lives around that area.
Michael?
Tim, our own Tim Jordan, engineer extraordinaire. It is beautiful.
Yeah, it's hard. It's really hard course.
Well, I'm talking about the neighborhoods, too, are not, they're easy on the eyes.
Yeah. But that's what I'm trying to tell you, Goo, is like, if I go out and play Harding Park, I'm going to shoot 100.
Shasky was in the tournament.
What'd he shoot?
I didn't get the score. I don't like it. I'll text him.
All right. Okay, coming up on the other side.
And don't change when these guys come in the room. You change. Like, your venom towards me grows because you have no way to bond with those two, especially Willard. I watch it and I hate it, so I'm telling you, don't do it today. Just stay you.
Hey, you know what you should do? Stroll through the beautiful downtown Los Altos area while enjoying a variety of local wines and live music at the Downtown Wine Stroll. That's Friday, September 20th at 6 p.m. It's sponsored by State Street Market and Madsen Fine Art Gallery. Tickets and info at downtownlosaltos.org. That's next Friday, the 20th.